All right. So I'm here with Brenda Banda, who is Norma in the Netflix hit, and I mean a hit, Pentified. And we're going to sit here a little bit and catch up with her and see what she's doing.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I've seen the season twice already.
Oh, man.
Wow. I nearly watched it again just to get familiar with you. But, you know, your character is actually, it's a really fun character.
Yes, it is.
And not only is she the comic relief in so many ways, she's also, kind of like the force of reason.
You kind of go,
oh yeah, that makes sense. So how did you come about getting this role? Because all of this is kind of new for you.
It is new. It's a bizarre world right now. And I keep telling my mother and my friends who look at me like I have two heads because they don't know anything about this world. I'm like, wow, what a crazy, wacky world. What a crazy, wacky career.
Yes.
It does feel like from night to day, but then I think, wow, I've been at this for 23 years. So if it seems like that to others, I'm like, believe me, it feels like that to me. It's my debut for TV. It's my big break. And I've done a few shorts and maybe a couple of features. A lot of theater, a lot of producing theater. And this TV world is new, and I cannot believe I booked it. And I cannot believe they took a chance on me. I even spoke to Marvin one day and I said, I just want to thank you and say, for taking a chance on me. If you looked at my resume, I don't have any other, credits. I can't believe you guys took a chance on me. And you know what he said? We didn't look at your resume.
That's honest?
We didn't look at your resume. We saw your audition and that was it. Oh, man. That was great.
Personally, for me, I feel a very strong connection to him because I know JJ and I know Carlos Ferreira and Laura. When I saw all these people being part of the show, I went, oh, that's going to be a ball. That's going to be a ball.
Yeah, and there's the other thing that, we all, I'm sure, ask and pray God for our blessings. And, I was so specific, my dream was specific for the last 5 years. I just kept saying, wouldn't it be amazing to be on a show that I just have so much fun with and everybody's so great and so nurturing and just a family, and I get to go home and say, wow, I got paid to make people laugh. That was my dream. And I look back now and I'm like, wow, it took a while, but God is like, okay, I got you.
It's your turn.
Here you go.
the thing about, I think, what's so wonderful about the show is because it touches so many things that so many of us have gone through, going through, and familia is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And, and so many of us have seen our neighborhoods change.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be really serious, but life is not just black and white.
Yeah.
There's so many grays in between.
Yeah, I think this covers all of that, right?
Yeah.
It covers the, I see a lot of people writing about it, about how they relate to it, and how some people relate to all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Marvin and Linda have done either two things. Either they've done all the work and covered all the bases and crossed all the T's, right, dotted all the I's, or alignment is everywhere for this, because I believe that everybody that was called to work on this project was aligned. Yeah, talk about family. Let me tell you something. When I was auditioning, they asked me, this was a chemistry read. I didn't know what a chemistry read was, by the way. I was like, ooh, I'm gonna get to audition with whoever they cast already, all the stars. I can't wait. I was by myself, but I was like, where's all the other people? It turns out the chemistry was, do we like your chemistry? And one of the questions that they asked was, where are you from, And I was like, I'm born here. I'm from South Central, very proud, but my family's from Mexico, and they're from Chihuahua and Juarez, and Durango. And they were like, everybody's from Juarez, Chihuahua. There's like so many people. Joaquin Cosio, who yes. plays Pops, he's from Juarez. And then I thought, wow, that's where the alignment comes in for me. Like, not only are they great writers, but not only did they create something great, not only did they bring the right people together, but I also think there's a magical element that it just brought everybody together.
And actually, to work with Osio, the Pops, he's an amazing actor.
So
I mean, such
amazing.
A legend. I mean, I was telling someone, I said, you know, that guy there, he's a well-known actor in Mexico, you know? Mm-hmm. I personally got the pleasure of meeting him some years back, but he's just, I mean, just being there, you know, you kind of go, like you said, it just overwhelms you. You kind of go, wow, I'm here.
Again, funny story, I did not know who he was because I'm a terrible person. Like, well, I don't watch a lot of TV, but he did seem familiar. And I remember on our first day we were getting trained for the food making, okay. And he's in the car that picks us up, that takes us to location. And I get in there, and he says, "Hi, how are you?" And I said, "Oh, good," in Spanish, right? And I'm like, "Oh, you play Pops, right?" And I was so impressed at the table read by him and the woman who plays. The mom, her name was Laura Patalano. I was so impressed by them. And he's like, you're in the show, what do you play? And I said, Norma. He's like, you're too young to play Norma. I'm like, oh, I got cast. Can't take me away now, buddy. And then we were leaving to set, and what was I going to say? What did you say earlier? Now I forgot.
Oh, it's how you realized who he was.
Oh, yes. So I had this whole conversation. I had this whole day, and I took pictures, and I showed my friends, like, oh, look, we're cooking, blah, blah, blah. And he said, the... He was like, what the F? Do you know who that is? I was like, yeah, I know. He's a Mexican actor. He told me. He's familiar. I'm sure he's really famous in Mexico. He's like, Brenda, he's on Narcos. And I was like, what? Sent me a clip, and I lost my mind. And then from then on, every time I was on set, I was like, just looking up at him and just taking everything in. So kind.
Yes.
So, like, to me, like, what a sacred masculine is, I think of him. So kind, so giving, so playful, so great at what he does. So gracious. Easy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I find that many actors who've been in this business a long time, done their work and stuff, can be so graceful when you meet them, and so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because not everybody's me.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And like you said, you've been in this business, in the other part of the business, for 23 years or so, but you also, I noticed, you wear many hats.
Yes,
you know,
I have.
Like, you know, and so, out of all of those hats, was it writing, directing, producing, is there any one in particular that you enjoy, you know, like the creative part of it, like writing?
You know what I loved that was on another level, and I recommend everybody to do this, and this is why I also teach, and I think it's so important.
Oh, yes, I'm teaching too.
Yeah, teaching too. When I wrote my first play, which was autobiographical a little bit, which took me 2 years to write 8 pages because it was a short, because it was so hard to put it on paper and I wasn't fully, it's like you kind of have to be away from it to write it, which is part of the healing process and why it's important. When I directed that, so it was a piece that I wrote and I directed, I've never had more fun in my entire life. It's like, and a lot of people of color need to do this, just for fun. The autonomy, the freedom, the just God-like feeling that is necessary in the creative process and in freedom and to fight oppression in your mind and not, you know. When I was directing, if I wanted to change something, I could do it. If I wanted to say, you know what, let's cut that line, I could do it. It was mine. Because I've worked with other directors where I have to talk to them and they're very specific about what they want, and it's like, wow, how do I do my art and then also make sure that they get what they want. But this time it was mine, and I was like, this is what heaven feels like. I just was like, in all dimensions, it was me, and I was having so much fun. And while it may seem like egotistical, you get to know yourself on all the levels. And I remember specifically asking the energy of failure to what I was like, you're welcome to come in here. I've never done this before. I was like, failure, come on in. I'm not going to be afraid of you. I've never done this before. And it was such a great experience for me that I cannot wait to do that again. That.
Well, I think part of that process is you know where what you can control
yeah.
and what you can't control.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's so powerful.
Yes, it gives you, like,
people think that control in general is power. And I'm like, no. Knowing what is under your control and what is not and accepting both is true freedom. It's where you allow, it's those spaces that you are no longer in control that magic happens, that you allow, you know, whatever God is to you to take over. And that's vulnerability and release. It's ebb and flow, right?
Well, it's wonderful. Because the, you know,
yeah, that sounds here. Delicious.
The oh no,
we're joking.
No, the I was gonna say that the doing this in here, it's kind of actually it's kind of perfect because it's you're not taqueria,
yeah,
coffee shop,
yeah.
But so now with all those hats that you wear, do you see yourself in the future writing something?
Absolutely.
Or in front of the camera.
Absolutely. I have many, you know, before this even happened, you have these dreams and you wonder, will they happen? And they're so huge. And you're like, they're so huge. And I'm nowhere near the door. I'm nowhere near the house. I'm not even in the city. Am I even on the planet? Like, that's how you feel. And I feel like this little, well, for me, it's grand, this cracking of this door. I feel like the door is cracked and I can step in. To me, it feels like a whole world has been opened to me, right? I'm taking my steps, I'm learning as I go, I am being respectful to everybody who's been here before me, and as we're learning, but I have dreams of creating content, creating movies, books, just everything that life has come and taught me, I want to share it via art.
well, like you've been doing it for quite some time. Now it's the next step. It's the next process.
Right. It feels like that.
I am one of those who's convinced that there'll be a second season of Hunt to Find.
Yes, I feel convinced too.
And so your character, we'll talk a little about Norma here.
Yes.
What would you want us to learn more about her? Because she looks like a tough cookie,
yeah.
But no.
Yes. Oh, I love this question. I've never been asked this. And I've thought about this a lot. I think the same thing. I'm like, she's so tough and she's so jokey. And I'm like, you know, psychologically speaking, from what I know and from what I pick up, people who are that way have a lot of pain inside of them. And the fact that she's, you know, a queer woman and lived in a different era of acceptance. I want to know about her mother and her father because she's from El Salvador, though she speaks very Chicana.
Yes.
So I want to know
about her. I'm Panamanian and I'm very Chicana.
You know what? You get it. I want to know that. I want to know, like, you know, is she from El Salvador? Is one of her parents from somewhere else? What age did she come here? Did she live in East LA or in Boyle Heights? Where does she live, you know? Does she have a girlfriend? Is she in love?
She went to Bakersfield.
She did go to Bakersfield. She had an episode. And she's apparently she likes strong women. I'm like, dang, stronger than you, girl. Okay. That's what I want to know, her backstory. I want to know about El Salvador. I want to know about her childhood because I know El Salvador is really dangerous. I'm like, you know, was she born here? Was she born there? How did she get here? How did she get here? And so that I want to know about El Salvador, her backstory, her family, and her love life.
No, I think I really, for me, I really enjoy all the characters for who they are. I mean, personally, Lisa?
Yes. Yes.
I love her character because she's an Afro-Latina.
Yes.
And she's proud of it. And she's, because me personally, growing up here,
yeah,
and coming in a time when people that look like me is like, why are you speaking Spanish?
It's so confusing to people.
Oh boy,
yeah.
That's another story. That's my own story. But yeah, it's just kind of like, you know, I joke that in 1980 is when I really started to speak more English, even though I was in college.
Wow.
But because I started working.
Yeah.
But non Latinos.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You had to, right?
Yes, you had to.
Wow.
So many of those characters have a little of all of mm-hmm. us that, you know, like I don't joke. I'm very Chicana.
I love it. I love hearing that. Yes.
Because I grew up here now.
Yeah.
You know.
That's like me. I grew up in South Central, and you know, East LA is like a whole other different planet to me, because it was very Black and Latino in South Central, and so in a lot of ways spiritually, I consider myself Blackxican, right? I had this joke. I used to do stand up, and I used to say, I thought I was Black till I was 12 years old. Come to find out I'm Mexican. It was so heartbreaking. But I did. I felt like that. And it's who we are,
well,
right?
There are a lot of Mexicanos that are Black that most people don't accept.
Exactly. And you know what's beautiful is that Gentify is tapping into the now, the modern, everything that we've learned about our people mm-hmm. and about our cultures. I'm saying all Latinidad. Yes. Somehow they have woven it so beautifully and reflected it back to the people that we breathe and we go, thank you. And we can't wait what's next.
Yes.
We can't wait to see what they do next, because they're representing so much that has been done in so stereotypical ways before, you know, in small little pieces of pies that is not digestible, you know. And here it's like you just said, I can see myself in this character and then this character. And then people are sitting back going like, they don't even know what to do with themselves. It's so multifaceted. There's so many layers to this cake. They're like, I don't know how to eat it all, but I love it.
Well, when I wrote my post about the show, I said one of the other things about the show, just like what we said, it shows that we're all are not the same.
Yes.
But, you know, that's the beauty of our culture.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's like we can take a little of...
That's what I've always said. You know, I'm like, I'm so against this whole thing about, like, people saying, we're all the same, can't we just get along? And I hate that tagline. I'm like, no. We're not all the same, and don't try to make us all the same. I don't want to be the same as anybody else. I want to be me, and I want people to be different, but it's not about being the same. People think that in order to be respected and loved, you have to be the same. That's what they say. That's what they say with that to me. And I'm like, no. Respect everybody. Take them in for who they are. Learn the differences in them, and that is what you love. Not the sameness.
No, it's so true. And
love the differences, because then you're getting into another realm of
humanity
and worshiping, really worshiping God's creation. Like, how are you different? Wow. The similarities are there. They're going to be speaking to you. How are we different? I didn't know that about you, right? Like, you say you're from Panama and you were here in the 1980s when you're speaking English. I'm like, wow. Look at me being Latina, also just discovering within the last few years or 5 years, like, oh crap, there are Latinos in Mexico. And I'm like, looking back at my grandma, I'm like, she had African features, and I'm like, was she? And I'm like, now I'm trying to investigate, right? Because I'm like, where does that come from? These features that she looked like, my grandma looked like she's on my father's side, looked like she was Native and African, but I don't know, because our records are gone. So what do? We embrace the possibilities, right?
Yeah.
And I know I look white as hell. My whole life, I thought I was, and this is colorism, my whole life I thought I was brown, because I'm like the darker one in my immediate family. Come to find out, I look in the mirror now and I'm like, girl, you thought you were, because again, I grew up in the hood, and I'm like, no girl, you are white as hell when it comes to these colors.
that is so funny. So, on a personal note, what are you working on for right now for you? You know, with all those different sombreros that you wear?
Well, I am working on some really cool, exciting things. The most exciting thing is I just shot a pilot called Wrong for Right. Hopefully it gets picked up. There's some conversations happening that it might. It's about, and then this one I would play one of the lead characters. It's a detective show where these detectives have become vigilantes, and they investigate cold cases. And they find out who the perps are and if they're alive. And girl, they go kill them. They go kill them. And then they make it seem like it's a suicide. And then they go to the, after that, when it gets reported, they go to the location or whatever and act like nothing happened. And my character's new. She's just been recruited, and we don't know if she's gonna stay or not. She's a tough cookie. And doing cop drama is so different, night and day. And I never done that. So boy, was I. And I'm like, thank you God for new experiences. You know, because I had a teacher one time that said our brain stays young when we try new things. Man.
That is so, so true.
So, hey.
You know, I had a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
And I really look forward to talking to you some more.
Thank you.
And the new season.
We can't wait, right? When people tell me, like, is there going to be one? I'm like, I hope so. And they're like, we can't wait. I'm like, I can't either. I know. I'm like, I don't know anything.
Yes, I want to know more about Norma.
Yeah, me too.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Short.
And thank you for the tea. This is delicious.
You're welcome.